You're listening to the Build and Bloom podcast with host Jessica Whittaker, an educator of film and digital photography to beginners, both in workshops across the globe and online. Creator of the Build and Bloom group on Facebook, one of the largest and most engaged photography communities with over 60,000 members, and founder of nonprofit Sister Sister, a monthly networking group for young women in media. Jessica Whittaker cuts the fluff and will help you to grow your photography business with practical, actionable tips in every episode. If you're ready for a roadmap to a better personal and professional balance, then Build and Bloom podcast will help encourage, empower, and educate you to not only build your dream business, but sustain it. And now, here's your host, Jessica Whittaker.
This podcast episode is brought to you by my Business Basics class. I teach you the 8 essential steps to get your business legal and legit so you can watch it bloom. You'll learn the basics of what is an LLC and the first steps to opening one up, opening a business bank account, how to find an accountant, what is bookkeeping and how can you do it yourself to save some money, what contracts and legal documents to consider and where you can buy them, the starting point for saving for your retirement, how to find a financial advisor, and where to start looking for business insurance. When you avoid getting all these ducks in a row, you are risking getting sued, paying more in taxes, and missing out on turning your income into more money. Head to jessicawhittaker.co/businessbasics to enroll. Hey, photographer, Jessica Whittaker here. Welcome to the Build and Bloom Photography Podcast. In this episode, I am joined by Sarah Petty, who is an incredible photographer and New York Times best-selling author of the book Worth Every Penny, Build a Business That Thrills Your Customer and Still Charge What You're Worth. Sarah is going to be sharing with you about offering printed goods in your photography business through her boutique business model. And I actually had a previous episode come out on why and how to get started offering printed goods like albums and art prints. So definitely listen to that if you haven't already. This is the perfect counterpart to remind you just how much it can transform your photography business. After being in her corporate career at Coca-Cola Enterprises and working as a marketing director for a top regional advertising agency, Sarah used her marketing chops to start one of America's most profitable photography studios, as named by PPA. Sarah has been featured in Entrepreneur, Fox Business, USA Today, and The Wall Street Journal, and is an internationally known speaker. Whether you've been thinking about offering prints as a part of your business, or you never considered it before, there's so much encouragement in this episode, so let's get right into it.
Sarah, thank you so much for coming on the Build and Bloom Photography Podcast.
Seriously, thanks for having me. Sarah Petty is my name, and I live in a cornfield in central Illinois, and I had 3 babies within 2 years, who are now all, the last baby is in her last year of college, and time just goes so darn fast. And I started doing photography more as a hobby. And I thought, I'll just make a little extra money. And then I realized I wasn't making any money. And I've spent the last 25 years just really systematizing that. And I'm so passionate to help photographers get out of this digital file trap that the whole world thinks we should be in.
Let's just dive right into it. You talk about the boutique business model. What exactly is that?
Yeah. So it's really interesting because there are a lot of different business models out there. And it's, that word just almost sounds so like hard, right? It's like business plan, business model. But really, to simplify it, I feel like you, with portrait photography, right? You've got weddings and you've got commercial work, from business portraits to products to personal brand, things like that. But what we focus on is portrait work. So when I'm talking about this, I'm really talking specifically portrait work. A lot of people are selling a digital file for a couple $100. They're doing cheap mini sessions or discounting in Facebook ads, trying to get as many clients as they can, versus the boutique model that we teach, which is really serving our clients at a higher level and creating large, beautiful, printed and framed artwork for their homes. And of course, books and albums and things like that. So I just kind of give the analogy of sort of like going from a fast food restaurant, we call it like a drive-through, to a restaurant that has a table with a view. You know, the drive-through restaurant, I mean, it's not that the food isn't good. I mean, come on, Chick-fil-A waffle fries might be the best food ever. And, but you go through, it's quick, it's inexpensive, you can satisfy your need for hunger. But when you go to a sit-down restaurant, a table with a view, where it's an experience, right? You're there for a long amount of time and you're having multiple courses. So a glass of wine, maybe, and a salad and an appetizer, and then your meal and maybe a dessert, and you're laughing and having fun and you're creating this amazing memory. Yeah. Of course, when you get the bill, it's going to be more than the fast food, right? Because it's a totally different experience. But at the end of the day, it's just food that you're consuming. You would hope the food at the sit-down restaurant is better. It's going to be custom, cooked to order, not just some package, right? A little Happy Meal box. And so that's what I've spent my whole career fighting for, because it's easy to just throw yourself in the digital file arena. And, you know, some people try to do kind of a hybrid, which I think is tough also. It's like trying to ride two horses at once. It can not end so well. But that's kind of, in a nutshell, the boutique model.
So with the boutique model, do you do from start then to finish being helping hang the prints, how to have them hung up on the wall, what design is going to look best, that full service experience?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's more like we are home decorators versus like social media photographers, you know, cause we might take a picture of their home. Well, we do, or they do, and we show them their artwork to scale, making it really easy for them to see. So we have to really position ourselves differently. And I actually have a resource for your community if they are like stressed out by the question, what do I say when people ask for digital files? If they want to go to joyofmarketing.com/script, have that right there for them to grab. But when people ask me, because the market is asking it now, right? Mm-hmm. What are your digital file packages, or how many digital files do I get? And I always say to them, when they ask me, do you include digital files or do you offer them? I say, yes, I give you a digital file for everything you purchase for social media, right? Because they're going to take a picture of it and put it on social media, whether you give it to them or not. Yeah. But if they ask, it's not a printable size, because I think we're not doing our client a service by giving them the raw goods. Like, you don't go to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse and ask for the raw steak. Like, we are the ones that know how to color correct and manage exposure and create this artwork. We have labs that can do a great job, and we have framers. I'm super picky about all of those details. So why would I make them go do that? And I tell them, I want to control it and make sure it's perfect. And so we cover that right up front on the first phone call, because we're talking about leveraging our time. And so it is cool to be able to make money with your camera, no matter who you are or where you are. Let's really be honest. Like, there are some gross jobs in the world, and holding a camera and someone giving you money is not one of them. It doesn't matter what you're photographing. It's really cool. But the reality is, if you want to work an hourly job where you go to the job and you clock in and you're paid per hour, that's fine, right? But when I had kids, I was like, I wanted to be a great mom and I wanted to make money. And you can do the math with an hourly job, whether it's, you know, working for someone else or being a photographer where you're selling digital files and you know you're charging whatever, $100 and you're working 20 hours, or $200 and you're working 15 hours. You do the math, that's what your time is worth. And that's what you're working for hourly. Whereas I was like, there's got to be a better way. And I had these, I had twins first. And so I was thinking, I was decorating their rooms, and I had this vision. I came from an ad agency. I was a marketing director there. And, you know, the photojournalism, this is late 90s, was like the big thing with like the giant baby face in Gap, you know, like when you're shopping, and very, very less posed and more creative. And I was wanting that. I want like my baby's face huge on the wall. Where do I get this done? Yeah. And nobody was doing it. And so I started realizing, okay, but I can't just give them proofs, because I started in film. Now people just stick up online galleries. You're not going to sell a large artwork from an online gallery, and it doesn't serve the client. I always go back to, how can I help this mom who has this baby who wants what I wanted? Like something really cool that you walk in the room and you go, whoa, that is amazing, right? Or the wedding, or the whatever it is. And so I started looking into it, and I included, you know, more expensive framing. So all my framing was archival, and that drove up the price. And so I thought, well, if I'm already going to be on the top of the market, I want to make sure that I can take really good care of people. So I made sure I had the margins that if I screwed something up, I could reprint it. Or I had a lady put her framed art on her van, packed her kids in and got in the van and drove off.
Yeah.
I was like, let me just reframe them for you, right? I'll just take care of you. And so when you're not so tight on the margins, you can take great care of people. And so imagine this, you do the same session, like the images can be exactly the same, although we do tweak it a little bit for the products, but like, it doesn't mean you have to go become this star photographer, right? Just like really juicy images of people's like snuggly family and kids, whatever it is, pets. And instead of charging them $200 and giving them all the raw ingredients, like a grocery store, go cook it yourself, figure it out. You take fewer images because you've planned it ahead of time and you sit with them and hold their hand and you show them, look, this is what it'll look like on your wall. And I think these frames would be beautiful or an album or whatever. And you hold their hand and make it so easy. It's worth easily 10 to 20 times for the same amount of work. Mm-hmm. That's when it becomes really fun.
This episode of the Build and Bloom podcast is brought to you by ContractEista, my favorite resource for lawyer-drafted photography contracts. Head to jessicawhitaker.co/photography contracts and use the code BUILDBLOOM15 at checkout for 15% off lawyer-drafted legal documents. ContractEista is your one-stop shop for attorney-drafted legal documents for entrepreneurs. Actually, not only are they attorney-drafted by a business and intellectual property attorney, but they're also peer-reviewed by attorneys with over 30 years of experience in contract drafting for multinational corporations. Anyways, ContractEista actually has bundles specific for photographers that cover portrait photography contracts, wedding photography contracts, plus some legal disclosures that you have to put on your website. Just like you have to have car insurance to drive a car, you have to have attorney-drafted contracts for your clients and websites to run a business. Head to jessicawhitaker.co/photography contracts. And protect yourself from that just in case. And you can use the code BUILDBLOOM15 at checkout for 15% off. That's jessicawhitaker.co/photography contracts.
For those who are listening and they're interested, or they feel like maybe this, I'm not at my place in my business yet, start selling prints, I just started, or I started a couple years ago, how can you decide what model is best for you?
Yeah, that's such a great question, because I think it can be scary. Like, no one would give me $2,000 or $1,000. I'm too new. And I thought the exact same thing. And I just knew I loved my babies so much. And if I was going to leave them, I was charging $75 and giving them these hand-printed proofs that cost me like $65. So it doesn't take long to figure out that I wasn't making money for all the work I was putting in. But I was so happy to be able to have some flexibility in my life and some freedom. But then I realized I need to make some money. And so I still was not a skilled photographer by any means. It was a hobby. I was untrained. I have an MBA and I have a marketing background, you know, at an ad agency. So I was like, I'm just going to go out and be a better marketer. And so I was like, I'm going to give it one last swing. And if I can't make it work, I will go get a job somewhere. So I put out some marketing that started attracting me better clients. But the first client, like not better clients, great clients. The first client who came in, her name was Julie, and she wanted everything. I even sabotaged the sale, talked her out of things because I was so uncomfortable. And she ordered $1,800 worth of printed artwork. And I was like, what just happened? Someone's going to give me $1,800 and I'm not even that good, but it was because I had all of the pieces. And again, back then I have still a lot of broken pieces that I've taken 25 years to like figure out, because it's like a big puzzle. Yeah. And so I just started taking care of people, and then something would go wrong and people would say, oh, I'm going to go home and think about it. And I'd say, okay, what did I do wrong that they couldn't make the decision? Because people don't go home and think about it, right? That's a no. It's a nice way of saying no for the most part. And so then I realized, oh, I'm showing them too many images. I'm making it too hard for them. And so over the years, I that's what we do. I've created programs that teach, like my favorite person to teach is the one who has done nothing wrong yet. You know, and they're like, I'm ready to go, but I haven't like given it away or discounted it or screwed everything up, right? Because then they build up all this head trash about why they can't do it. Mm-hmm. But like the key is having the system and having someone hold your hand as you learn it. But you know, it doesn't take years. Like, hopefully people who are listening, you know, can see that it shouldn't take them, you know, 5-10 years. Like we have some students who go from zero to, I mean, definitely you're an outlier if you go from zero to six figures in a year, but I've had some of those.
How do photographers compete when they feel like there is so much competition?
Yes, it's so true, isn't it? Everybody is a photographer. And it's cute when I coach photographers, they'll say, oh, but in my market, you know, I have all these photographers. I'm like, girl, like look in my market, I'm teaching photographers. But the thing is, because it's a career that has a low barrier to entry, like all you need is a camera and you can be a photographer. So it's easy to get into, which means everybody's going to do it. Mm-hmm. And the reality is a lot of people quit, but when you're a digital file photographer and you're competing on price, you're in a very competitive market. Like even go back to the fast food sort of metaphor with the fast food and the sit down restaurant. Think about how many fast food restaurants are in your town, like Wendy's, McDonald's, Hardee's, Arby's, Panera, like just down my street, there are like 30 of them. And then how many restaurants where you go where there's like a table with a view and you can sit and have a sit down restaurant. That's one of the reasons I'm just such a fan of boutique is because now all of a sudden you've gotten rid of 90% of your competitors. And the ones who are boutique have been trained on how to be different. Right? The commodity photographer all tries to be the same. Oh, they're doing mini sessions in the park with a sofa for $100 and 30 digitals. I'm going to do it for 75 and 10 million digitals. So it's like this little competitive game. And it's like, you're all doing the same thing. Whereas over here, we've got a steak restaurant. We've got a lobster restaurant. We've got an Italian restaurant, right? They're all commanding higher prices, but they're very clear on what they're doing. And it's very different.
This podcast episode is brought to you by HoneyBook. HoneyBook is a client management program. You are able to have your client submit their inquiry form on your website and have this system automate the entire booking process. So once you get that client inquiry, they're popped at the top of your funnel and booked hands-free. So now instead of the cycle of responding to inquiries manually, answering the questions, following up with ghosted clients, you know the drill. This process should now take you 10 minutes because it is automated. So before we get back to the episode, let's talk about getting paid. Another feature I love is that you can set up a payment schedule with your clients and HoneyBook will automatically remind them that the payment is almost done and it will invoice them. I love that you could set up various payment schedules with your clients. You can break it down by percentage, exact amount, and HoneyBook will do all the math for you. It will automatically remind them when payments are due or about to be due, and it will invoice them. So there's no more back and forth for you trying to track down that final payment. You can head to jessicawhitaker.co/honeybook to snag a free trial with no credit card required to set up. And if you love it, you'll get 50% off your first year. That's jessicawhitaker.co/honeybook.
What if people are feeling like they're going to lose clients if they do want to scale up their business? They're going to lose all those mini session clients. Would you say, are those mini session clients really going to be booking the boutique or would they be finding new ones kind of in that realm?
Yeah, I had that exact fear because I built my business through like just being part-time. Then when I had my kids, I had all these people who were kind of waiting for me. And I thought, well, I'm going to do this. But all those clients I'd built up for in like 3 years of very part-time,
yeah,
I thought they're going to all leave me. They're going to hate me too, because those early clients are the ones who like love you. You know, they feel like they discovered you and they just gush on you and they're your friend. And it's like, I have to break up with a friend. And it just gave me so many nights. I would wake up in the night being like, I can't do this. I can't do this. And then after I had those babies and they looked at me and they were so yummy, I was like, I can't not do this. And so I figured out that they can be transitioned, not all of them, mm-hmm. but some of them can be transitioned to the new model because nobody's ever offered them, right? Yeah. Think if you lived in a town with only fast food and you're like, I'm going to go for fast food. And then it's like, ooh, if you come to this new restaurant and you can have all these things cooked the way you want, it's like, whoa. So some were thrilled. Some said, look, I just won't go with you. I'm sorry. You know, and I have scripts and training on this too, because every student I have has that same fear, but really the key is just explaining to them why I have to do it. Like sometimes I have to make hard business decisions and I know I'm going to lose some clients, but I just came up straight up with it. And I said, but I've got to make a living. Like I left a career job and I have two babies now. I have more expenses. So if I'm going to do this, I'm going to be around to take care of my clients and people like you, I have to be able to to make more than what it's costing me. And people were so nice. I had one crabby person, but I think she was just mad because she wanted to get it how she got it before.
Yeah.
But there are so many people who want it. And let me just say this too. Most people call when they call me, if they're not from a referral, like those are the best clients, right?
Yeah.
But if
yeah.
Old person who just stumbled upon something and they call me, they ask me for digital files too. I have to train every person who calls that there's a better way. So I really position it like a nice restaurant. Yeah. You go to a place where you want an experience and you want to have a memory.
What should it cost to create a successful business? How long does it take for a photographer to start making good money?
Yeah, it's all over the board kind of, but within 5 years, once I converted to boutique and I figured it out, I was named one of the most profitable in the US by the Professional Photographers of America. 5 years by myself, no mentor, no help. It was hard. And that's why I'm so focused on making it easier for people. And I even say, like, if you want to do this, get a used camera, go to the camera store. See, we trade cameras in my studio a lot. So there are nice cameras out there secondhand on the market. Yeah. Or borrow from an uncle who has a nice camera, take photos for him and say, hey, you know, I want to do a class. Can I use your camera? But you don't need a ton of equipment, a reflector and a good camera. Now, if you're doing weddings and other things, that's different. But I'm talking portraits, people and pets. You go to people's houses, you use natural light. I have studio lights, but I prefer natural light. I love natural light. I built a whole natural light studio. I think that's a trap people get into too. They think I can't charge more till I have a studio. And it's like, don't get a studio until you can charge more or you're not going to be able to pay for this studio. And so, you know, my thing is get just the bare minimum camera and a nice lens and start building the skills that you need, building your client base, learning how to run the business. And then you can buy the toys. It's that extra money. If you have a full-time job or you're a stay-at-home mom and you want, you know, a couple thousand dollars a month to pay down debt or put your kids in private school or take the Disney vacation. That's what I love about photography is it can provide that for all of us.
Yes, me too. That's always the perspective that I teach from when it comes to when you're wanting to grow your business or even not purchase certain gear is, do you have student loans? Do you have a credit card payment? That's what you could be putting the money towards versus the latest and greatest gear, because you don't need the latest and greatest to be able to have beautiful images and a successful business. So yeah. I love that. Sarah, thank you so much for coming on and donating your time and your talent. Where can everybody find you? And then also, where can everybody learn more from you if they're interested in the boutique business model?
Follow me on Instagram at sarah.petty. We share tips and inspiration and all of the things coming up. We offer certain classes certain times of the year. So if you get on our email list at joyofmarketing.com, we'll keep you updated on that. We have a Facebook group. You can track us down that way. And Boutique Breakthrough is our starter course. We have free challenges a couple times a year, which we'll have some this fall coming up. We're giving a camera away, like just lots of fun things. I think we've built a really neat community for people to be a part of. And we have really strong core values. Like, we don't allow the online bullies, which I'm sure that drives you crazy too. Like, people being mean. Like, I was a very unskilled photographer when I started. And I felt like there were certain people that would encourage me and give me tips on how to be better. And there were other people that would make snarky comments like, oh, you're an MWAC. Right, a mom with automatic camera. I'm like, I've never used my camera in automatic. So there to you, mister. But I just think like we lift as we climb. That's what we say in our community, advanced people helping new people and vice versa. And I think as women too, for both of us, like I want young women to feel empowered and not put down. And we serve men too. Like we have men in our community. We're primarily women. You know, it's that piece of the pie mentality that we're all out there grubbing for something. No, like we are bakers and we can bake a bigger pie and more pies because everybody in the world needs photography and is willing to pay something to someone for it.
Yeah.
And so I want every single person listening here to know that you are worth somebody paying you something. And as you build your skills and your abilities, you're worth more and more and more. And you can make great side money or full-time money with your camera.
That is so good, Sarah. Oh my goodness. That aligns so much with the Build and Bloom community. So everyone can find you at sarah.petty on Instagram and then joymarketing.com. That will be linked also in the show notes, the description of the show. So just pop on over, click description, read more, and everything will be linked. Thank you so much, Sarah, for again coming on the show.
For sure. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Build and Bloom podcast. If you love the show, leave us a review on iTunes to keep it running. This also helps other photographers to find this free resource. Looking for more? Join over 60,000 photographers in the Build and Bloom Facebook group. Just search for Build and Bloom in Facebook groups to join in the encouraging and empowering community. You can also find Jessica's tutorials and tools on YouTube and Instagram at Jessica Whittaker, and show notes and further resources on her website, jessicawhittaker.co. Thanks for spending time here. Catch you in the next episode.